I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Bernice woman has been arrested after police say she abandoned her 8-month-old son on a doorstep. 23-year-old Keandra Ferguson left her son on his grandfather's doorstep, wrapped in a blanket and fastened in a car seat. Police say that the child was outside for more than 90 minutes Saturday when temperatures were in the mid-30s before being discovered. After discovering the baby, the grandfather called his son the baby's father. Police say Ferguson admitted Tuesday to leaving the child because she was depressed and there was no one to help her. She was booked with criminal child abandonment. Bail was set at $3,000. It was unknown if she has an attorney. The baby is now in his father's care. If there was a theme for this year's Mardi Gras costumes in New Orleans, it was brr. Despite the chilly temperatures, the crowd was thick along St. Charles Avenue, where the route of Zulu, Tuesday's first big parade, merged with Rex, one of the season's most elaborate parades. Rex was followed by two long truck parades with floats built up from hundreds of flatbed trailers and decorated by their costume riders. Two riders, a 23-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman, fell from different floats in a truck parade Tuesday in suburban Metairie. Colonel John Fortunato, spokesman for the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, says the man is in stable condition and the woman is expected to be treated and released. Well, as people across the state head to their local places of worship to receive ashes on Ash Wednesday, a Shreveport church is offering ashes to go. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carmile has more on what's taking place.
Associate Pastor Kelly Burns says it's not the first year Christ United Methodist Church has offered drive-by ashes.
We have been doing this since 2011.
She says they will be set up in the church parking lot and all you need to do is drive up.
We have that time of listening and then prayer and we'll have the ashes.
And you never have to leave your car. Burns says it's just another way to spread the ministry amid today's hectic lifestyle. She expects over 100 people to drive through and receive their ashes today. Scott Carwell reporting.
Louisiana College's search for a permanent president to succeed Joe Aguilar may be nearing an end. The Reverend Tommy French, chairman of the Louisiana College Board of Trustees, has called a special meeting for the board on March 5th. College spokesman Norm Miller says the board will vet and vote on a candidate as president for the college. The private Baptist college in Pineville has conducted its search in secret. The executive committee of the board has acted as the search committee during this time. College officials have not disclosed the name of the candidate who will appear before the board on March 5th. This is KEDM News.